We all have bad days at work. We all have days where something has gone sideways and we go home, we talk to the family.
Not here. It's a magical place.
Well, yes, it is. But I mean, even here, occasionally things go a little sideways and we go home and have to tell the family about it and get some comforting. Good thing this guy will have an interesting story to tell. Loro Park is a zoo in the Canary Islands. They were running a drill this week where a 35-year-old employee decided to dress up in a gorilla suit so the staff could practice how they would handle should a gorilla get loose.
Oh, I can see where this is going. It's not going to end up well for the guy in the gorilla suit.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, someone forgot to tell one of the veterinarians on staff because he saw the guy in the gorilla suit, thought it was an actual gorilla on the loose.
Yeah.
Shot him with a trank dart.
Well, at least it was a trank dart and not a real bullet.
Dude, you get hit with enough trank to put a gorilla down, night-night, you're not coming back for a while.
He saw some colorful stuff, man.
The trank had enough chemicals in it to take down a 400-pound gorilla. The guy in the suit was taken to the hospital. He's in serious condition. Ooh. From getting hit with the trank dart.
Must have been a very realistic-looking gorilla suit.
I guess so. It's not one of those ones you get for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, where you look at it, it's like, uh-oh. I'm sorry.
Have you seen the one in the commercial? It's like for some glue product. The guy's fixing his fence, and this gorilla comes in. That gorilla suit's pretty realistic-looking.
They have come up with some real... There was a guy... My dad used to work in Washington, D.C. at a Sears department store. And... he was always getting practical jokes played on him by this one guy. This guy was just the practical joker, and he would always take it too far. So they returned the favor. They got him in the Christmas parade to be the gorilla in the cage for the parade.
Uh-huh.
They put him in the gorilla suit. They put him in the cage. They locked him in. Prior to him being put in the cage in the gorilla suit, yes, a large mug of hot chocolate made with... X-Lax.
Nice!
So by the end of the parade, not only did he look like a gorilla, he smelled like one too.
Couldn't hold it, huh?
Nope. Cops.
That's really gross.
That is disgusting, but that's what you get. Cops in New Market, New Hampshire got a bunch of calls Friday about a shootout inside a house. When they reported to the scene, they found 37-year-old Matthew Henderson had just popped off 5 or 6 shots in his place, but he had a very good reason. Matthew said there was a rogue groundhog in his house, and he was trying to kill it. And either he was lying or he's a really bad shot, because the cops didn't find any groundhog body or any blood anywhere. Because the reports of a shootout, a bunch of school buses were stopped and rerouted. He was arrested for felony reckless misconduct. Good grief.
These are the guys that you would suggest not have a gun, right?
Constitution says they can.
Well, I understand that, but they give all legal, law-abiding gun owners a bad name.
Granted, they do give us a bad name, but they have the right to have it. All right, 28-year-old Kathy Sanchez of Glendon, Minnesota, was driving her Buick LeSabre on Saturday, 2 a.m., when the cops pulled her over for swerving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the best sign was that she had been to a party and may have been drinking too much?
She didn't have any clothes on.
No. They patted her down and found Jello shots in her pockets.
Had to take some for the road, man. It's not really drinking, right? It's Jello.
I'm not drinking. I'm eating. Yes. If that wasn't enough evidence that she was driving drunk, her speech was slurred, her eyes were bloodshot, she smelled like booze, she failed a bunch of the sobriety tests, and she blew a .136 on the breathalyzer. She also tried to give the cops a fake name when they figured out who she was. They found that she had three previous DWI convictions.
I'm Bill Cosby. Have some Jell-O.
What a bad party guest. I'm leaving now. Let me put some of these in my pocket. That's a bad party guest.
Maybe it was really, really good Jell-O shots. You never know. Wow.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Take a look at the world of showbiz and sports. Rihanna has released a new perfume. You know that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Great news for all you ladies eager to smell like overexposure. Apparently.
That would be a funny name for
overexposure. Apparently, you have to put very little of it on, just like Rihanna does with her clothing. Kourtney Kardashian is pregnant with their third child. Now Rob won't be the only one in the family eating for two.
Oh.
California Chrome will be worth $30 million if he wins the Triple Crown. He'll be so rich.
How rich will he be?
The only thing he'll be saddled with is capital gains tax. Okay, Dan Marino now says that he did not mean to sue the NFL over concussions. Apparently he was confused, you know, because of all the concussions. A new study is finding that practice does not always make perfect. It's just another one of those meaningless things that we say, you know, like a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. You know, the United States doesn't negotiate with terrorists. You know. More than 300 people were arrested during a heroin drug sweep in New Jersey. This marks the very first time Jersey residents were caught abusing something other than Axe body spray. A puppy left alone in a running car in Massachusetts accidentally shifted the vehicle into drive and drove into a pond.
Good dog.
Now, don't worry. Don't worry. This has a very happy ending. He hit a cat. And here comes what's-her-name down the hall to abuse me. President Obama is currently on his third overseas trip in 3 months. He spent so much time on Air Force One.
How much time on Air Force One?
Secret Service now have renamed the plane the Golf Course. That, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much for being here. Please use all the information we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
I love TV. I hate, like, 3 a.m. I'm always looking for something to watch. I watch the Food Network. You watch Food, dude? You should watch it, man. It's delicious. Chicks love food. Food Network's cool in the regular hours, but 3 a.m., that's still cooking wedding cakes? Who's cooking wedding cake at 3 a.m.? How am I supposed to... I don't want that. I'm not hungry for wedding cake at 3 a.m. They should have, like, at 3 a.m., all I'm saying is have a cooking show for guys like you and me, man. Like a bachelor's cooking show, you know? And the host is wasted. That would be the, you know? It's 3 a.m. Have a cigarette out of one of his hands. Welcome to the show. And then he just opens the fridge. Today, we're making cheese on a bun, so stick around. Looks like we got all the ingredients here. If you folks don't have cheese, just use butter. Tastes the same when you're wasted. Oh my God, we're making ketchup soup too, looks like. Preheat your microwaves to potato.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.